Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Unbelieving God. And we've been looking at an episode in the life of a godly righteous man by the name of Zacharias, who was the father of John the Baptist, and I've been reading portions of the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, verse 22, we're asked a question, God's people, how long will thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord that hath created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. This was done in Jesus Christ. But listen, don't you know, haven't you read in the Word of God yourself, that as many as are baptized into Christ are members in particular of His body? Therefore, Jesus was the first fruits of that man-child birth, but we are still a part of His body, and the complete birth, if you will, for the body of Christ has not been fully preached or accomplished, for though the body's been formed, it has remained to a great degree motionless and lifeless and powerless, if you believe. That makes me think of that passage in Ezekiel when it talks about the valley of dry bones. And the Lord asked the prophet, He said, can these bones live? And he said, Lord, oh, you know. And while the flesh came upon them and the bones were joined together, it took the Spirit of God. It took the wind of the Spirit. He said, prophesy. The Lord did. Prophesy to these bones. And He did. And as they did, they came to life. Beloved, we need the power of God. We need the gifts of the Spirit. We need the empowering of that Spirit of God that will bring life to a church that's been asleep, life to a church that has been all but dead. Faith without works is dead, and we just sit comfortably in our pews going to church Sunday after Sunday, and it doesn't change us, it doesn't transform us, it doesn't fill us with a zeal and a power of God to want to go out and preach the good news. Then, beloved, we need to be set on fire. We need the wind of the Holy Ghost to blow over us. Here we see, as a parallel, if you will, a very godly man, a righteous man, a priest of the Lord. He was burning incense in the temple, and he had a personal visitation from heaven. He stood before the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, and he, even though he was awestruck by the experience and afraid, he said, don't be afraid. He had a message from the Lord, but he disbelieved what he heard. Why? Because it was very obvious, Gabriel said, because you didn't believe what I'm telling you, you will be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you didn't believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And so he was struck dumb, and he was unable to speak until he would see the thing accomplished that had been declared by the ambassador for the Lord, the angel of the Lord. And today, beloved, there are many. They love God, but they're spiritually dumb, if you will, dumb in that they cannot speak the things of God to set the people free because they've disbelieved the word of the Lord. They've relegated to some future time, or they've, worse yet, declared it to be a book of fiction, as many, many in the body of Christ. I mean, there's some apostate Christians that have gone over to the other side. They're denying the Lord that redeemed them, or they think it's fairy tales, or they consign it to some, past experience. Well, miracles were just for that time. We're in a new dispensation. God doesn't do that today. And they've done it over and over. They've made the word of God of none effect. And beloved, I know from a fact, and you may have experienced it too, in today's world, we find many that call themselves Christians, but they've left church. Why? Because it hasn't meant anything to them. You know, that's why I left when I was, 17, 18. I had been raised in a denominational church. I left because it didn't have any meaning to me. They seemed all hypocrites. There was no relevance for my life. And I was looking for answers, and I was convinced it wasn't found in the church. That's because I needed a revelation and a real experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. It happened 10 years later, but nonetheless, I found out that prayer I prayed. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And that's a prayer he loves to answer. And there are many who are just sick and tired of going to church. They're just listening to a social gospel, a religious drivel. And, you know, they're just sick to the point of nausea. And because they go in and they're not changed. The preacher didn't give them answers. It's just a repetitious dialogue of modernistic sociopolitics. Nothing to transform or change your life. Beloved, when we experience change, we're able to say, this is what God did for me. That's the importance of sharing our testimony. It doesn't matter if you are eloquent. I mean, it's not by the enticing words of man's wisdom. Isn't that what Paul said? He came in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's what we have to do. Now, listen, the church you may be attending may be really on fire for God. Praise God. Praise God for the pastors in the church that are moving in the power of God, that are moving in the flow of the Spirit. But beloved, there are multitudes sitting in spiritual mortuaries, if you will, and they're being spiritually embalmed slowly but surely. We need to believe God's word. Many people would be free right now if they would confess with their mouth and believe in their minds and in their hearts that Jesus truly has given them a new covenant. Not just to save your soul for when you die and you go be with him in heaven, but Jesus, because of his atoning work that was accomplished through the blood of Calvary, that work, that new covenant. Remember, Jesus said that when he passed the cup, he said, this is the cup of the new covenant, my blood, which is being shed for you. This new covenant will enable God's people to really become a part of his body in this earth, to become alive, to become on fire, to become anointed. So many have been very carnal and natural minded. And Paul tells us to be just the opposite. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We need to have the mind of Christ. That's what Philippians 2, 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Beloved, Jesus, he humbled himself. He took on the human the framework of human. He took on a human body. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. What an amazing thing. Why? Because God loved you and I so much. He looked down through the centuries of time and knew that you were going to be alive at this day, at this moment, at this hour. And right now, I don't care how miserable you might feel. Jesus loves you and he's reaching out to you through this broadcast with his love, wanting to embrace you, to bring you close to his heart, that you can experience healing, that you can experience security, that you can experience safety. Oh, there's no better place to be than in the center of God's perfect will. He has so much for you, but we have limited God with our unbelief. We have thought that he's, you know, will do for everybody else, but not for us. Beloved, when we get so on fire and we believe as Zacharias, I mean, it took him a while, but guess what? His wife did get pregnant. His wife did give birth. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that we don't need an angel appearing to us. The word of God has appeared to us. He's the day spring on high has appeared, and we now have His Spirit dwelling within us, and it's His Spirit that's quickening us on to greater things. God doesn't want the status quo in your life. He wants to move you on from where you are to He wants you to be changed from glory to glory, to move you on from where you are presently, to go through that door, if you will, into that new place of destiny. He doesn't do it all at once. He doesn't give us more than we can handle, thank God, because we're very comfortable. We don't like change. It's scary, is it not? Oh, you might say, oh, no. Well, it is. We like our little patterns, our little ruts, and sometimes we just want to set up camp. We want to put our easy chair there and our little, you know, snack table, and we'll just be fine. Just leave me here. But, beloved, we've heard preached God will meet our every need, and we say in our heart and mind, how can He meet my needs? They're so great. Listen, beloved, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost while in the womb of Elizabeth, for the word tells us that when Mary went to visit her, Zacharias and Elizabeth, and when Elizabeth heard Mary's salutation, John leaped within his mother's womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. After the birth of John, on the eighth day to be exact, they came to circumcise the child. And, you know, they were going to call him Zacharias after the name his father. And what's the comparison? Well, following tradition. They were following tradition, just like the church today does. But Elizabeth cried out, no, his name shall be John. And of course, Zacharias's dad reached for a tablet, and he said, no, his name shall be John. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and I have to bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we bring this message to a conclusion. But if you're struggling with unbelief, if you are struggling in the circumstances of your life, there's power in agreeing prayer. Beloved, I invite you to write. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you, my spiritual family. And, you know, if the Lord's moving on you to write, He has given me a ministry of correspondence. Not only will I personally answer your letter, no one else answers the mail but myself, but also I'll put you on the mailing list. And that every month I don't ask for funds, but I seek the Lord to give you something that will encourage you, to uplift you. Sometimes I put funny things in there. There was a funny one the other day. A police officer called the station and said, we have an unusual case here. A woman just shot her husband because the floor was wet. And the officer, well, did you arrest her? And he said, no, the floor is still wet. Not yet. So laughter is a good medicine, beloved. I invite you to write. Thank you for sharing this time with me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.